At KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour, time for a look at the news. It's a Monday, the 25th day of March for 2019. Amador County authorities continue their investigation into what they're calling an attempted homicide. On Friday afternoon, just before 4:30, the Amador County Sheriff's Office received a call regarding an adult female that had been brought to Sutter Amador Hospital with a gunshot wound. The female had suffered a gunshot wound through her hand and into her skull. Despite her injuries, she was able to tell deputies that her live-in boyfriend, 35-year-old Matthew David Moore of Pine Grove, had held a .38 caliber revolver to her head and pulled the trigger during a domestic-related argument. Shortly thereafter, the victim was flown via helicopter to a local area hospital for treatment. The victim's friend, who stated she was outside the residence during the shooting, said she heard two distinct gunshots from inside the home before the victim came outside. Sheriff's Office deputies and investigators responded to the residence on Pitts Drive in Pine Grove, where Moore was believed to be, after negotiating for over 30 minutes. Deputies were able to convince Moore to come outside. Moore was safely taken into custody for attempted homicide. While taking Moore into custody, deputies discovered he was suffering from a presumed self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. American Legion ambulance personnel treated him at the scene, then transported him to Kaiser South Hospital in Sacramento for treatment. The scene was processed by Sheriff's Office crime investigators, and a .38 caliber revolver was located inside the home. Both Moore and the victim are currently undergoing medical treatment. Moore will be booked into the Amador County Jail once released from the hospital.
Well, two Calaveras County residents have been arrested in connection with allegedly stealing over $14,000 in power equipment. According to the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, Julia Lynn Hall, 47, and James Dale Ray, 34, both of Valley Springs, were contacted during a traffic stop by CHP and deputies who were working off a Be on the Lookout bulletin. The pair was suspected of burglarizing the Valley Springs Cal Waste Transfer Station on Double Springs Road. Evidence from the traffic stop resulted in a search warrant served at their home, where law enforcement officials found a large amount of property stolen in the earlier burglary. Both suspects booked into the Calaveras County Jail on fresh charges of burglary, possession of stolen property, conspiracy to commit a crime, and already had failure to appear warrants. Each was assigned a bond of $20,000.
And with Calaveras County health officials on alert with a reported case of measles in that county, Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr points out that this is a good reminder of the importance for vaccinations. The unvaccinated Calaveras County child who tested positive for measles had visited friends in Amador County before testing positive. Dr. Kerr reports at this time there are no cases currently in Amador County. Measles is a very contagious and potentially severe vaccine-preventable disease that spreads through the air and by contact with an infected person. Symptoms usually begin with a fever, cold, runny nose, and/or red and watery eyes. A red rash occurs a few days later on the face and upper neck, then spreads down the back, trunk, arms, and legs. People are contagious from about 4 days before the rash appears through 4 days after it appears. Anyone suspecting they may have measles should call their medical provider before seeking care to avoid exposing others. For more information, visit either the County Health Department or California Department of Public Health website.
Well, while California's unemployment rate held steady, the mother lodes fared a little better, with just a slight dip in figures. The State Employment Development Department report released last Friday showed the state's jobless rate remained at 4.2% in February. The mother load numbers inched down last month. Amador County's rate decreased to 4.8% in February from 4.9% in January. Calaveras County's numbers also declined from 4.8% in the first month of the year to 4.7% in the second. Now, for the second straight month, the largest statewide job gains, professional and business service, up another 12,500 jobs. The sector, which had the highest employment loss, construction, which reported it was down 7,700 jobs. Now, the county with the highest unemployment rate remains Colusa, which which saw a spike from 19.6% in January to 20.5% in February. Now, San Mateo held on to the low spot, dipping from 2.5% in the beginning of the year to 2.3% last month. Now, the national unemployment rate saw a decrease of 0.2%, bringing the rate to 3.8% in the month of February.
And a series of winter storms will be moving through the region today into early Thursday, bringing heavy mountain snow to the Sierras. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for the Sierras above 6,000 feet from 3 p.m. this afternoon through 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Total snow accumulations of 8 to 19 inches are expected above the 6,000-foot elevation. Then a second storm will arrive late Tuesday, and another winter storm watch has been issued for the Sierras above 5,000 feet from Tuesday night through Wednesday night. Total snow accumulations of 1 to 3 feet are likely above 5,000 feet. Winds could gust as much as 65 miles an hour. Now, rain is forecast in the foothills this afternoon through Thursday, with heavy rain at times on Wednesday, with the possibility of some thunder showers. Expect sunny skies by Friday.
And California calling in the National Guard next month to help protect communities from devastating fires like the one that largely destroyed the city of Paradise last fall. Starting in April, 110 California National Guard troops will receive 11 days of training using shovels, rakes, and chainsaws to help thin trees and brush. The guardsmen will be divided into five teams, traveling around the state working on forest management projects, mainly clearing or reducing trees and vegetation. The training is similar for firefighting and fire protection, but the troops also will receive some training in forest management. Now, CAL FIRE has estimated more than 147 million trees have died across nearly 15,625 square miles during a drought that began in 2010. Well, about 1.5 million dead trees have been cut down. Aside from guard troops, CAL FIRE also is creating 10 civilian fuel management crews this year. The 10-member crews can also help with initial fire suppression if need be, but will primarily reduce fuels.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Local news brought to us today by Utility Telecom and by Gold Country Auto Clinic. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.